Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In a story in this morning's Republican American, the Connecticut State Supreme Court has concluded that Merrill Patel and other convicted murderers are not entitled to be released on bond while awaiting sentencing. The state's highest court rejected Patel's arguments that the state constitution affords all criminal defendants the right to bail until sentence is imposed in a 15-page order released yesterday. While the petition to the Supreme Court was pending, Patel was sentenced in April to 35 years for murder of 23-year-old Luke Vitalis in a botched robbery and home invasion in Sharon in August of 2012. He was one of three men accused of the murder. Patel, 29, of Brantford, had been free on $1 million bail while his case was pending. Today is Election Day, a reminder to get out to the polls and vote. In Connecticut, all polling places are open from 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. In New York State, polls closing at 9 p.m. In Massachusetts, all state elections and primaries polling places must be open from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m., though towns are allowed to open as early as 5:45. Check your town. Voters who are in line when polls are closed at 8 p.m. in Massachusetts must be allowed to vote. Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett reported a large quantity of crack cocaine was seized after a traffic stop on the Taconic State Parkway in Claverick on November 6 at about 12:18. Sheriff's deputies stopped a vehicle for speeding on the Taconic State Parkway just north of State Route 23. During that traffic stop, deputies encountered a driver and two passengers in the vehicles, all from North Adams, Massachusetts. Under further investigation, they located a quantity of marijuana, heroin, and assorted drug paraphernalia. A further interview was conducted with the female passenger, which later led to the discovery of a large quantity of crack cocaine that the female was carrying on her person. Catherine E. Terry, 26, of North Adams, Massachusetts, was arrested and charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance in the third degree, a Class B felony, criminal possession of a controlled substance in the seventh degree, and possession of hypodermic instrument, both Class A misdemeanors, and unlawful possession of marijuana. The defendant was arraigned in Claverick Town Court and remanded to the Columbia County Jail in lieu of $25,000 bail or $50,000 bond, scheduled to return to Claverick Town Court on November 9th at 9 a.m. The investigation is continuing. Further charges are pending for Ms. Terry. The male operator of the vehicle was issued a traffic ticket for speeding and having an unregistered motor vehicle. A male passenger in the vehicle was issued an appearance ticket for unlawful possession of marijuana. Both individuals will appear in Claverick Court at a later date. Assisting with the investigation was the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, Drug Enforcement and Education Unit, and Columbia County District Attorney's Office. Governor Andrew Cuomo and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul announced on November 6th that in honor of the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage in New York, the state will dedicate and build two statues to commemorate the suffragists, Sojourner Truth and Rosalie Gardner Jones. The statue of Sojourner Truth will be sited in the Empire State Trail in Ulster County, where she was born. Truth was born into slavery circa 1797, sold three times, and ultimately escaped to freedom in 1826. She went on to become a noted abolitionist and women's rights advocate until her death in 1883. The statue of Rosalie Gardner Jones will be built in Cold Spring Harbor State Park on Long Island. Known as General Jones, she was born and lived in Cold Spring Harbor and respected for leading suffrage pilgrims on marches from New York City to Albany and Washington, D.C. in support of women's suffrage. Well, Great Barrington had an opening this past week as Marshalls opened a new store in Great Barrington on Thursday of last week. Now, part of the grand opening and ribbon-cutting ceremony, Marshalls presented a check for $10,000 to Berkshire South Community Center to help support the community's supper program. Through the program, the center offers supper to about 125 people every week. Another part of that program is a once-a-year community Thanksgiving supper. That takes place the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, serving over 250 people. That from theberkshireedge.com. Joseph Jody Kane passed away recently. There will be a mass at 10 a.m. at the Immaculate Conception Church, followed by a graveside burial. Friends and family will be invited back to the Kane residence on Perry Corners Road for light refreshments and memory sharing. Election Day luncheon will be held at the Ankrum Firehouse, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Clam chowder, hot turkey sandwich, cold turkey sandwich, soda, coffee, dessert, takeouts will be available. Contact the Ankrum Firehouse at 518-329-2922. Fill a bag, fill a belly, the 6th annual campaign. You can fill a bag with non-perishable food items or paper products, cleaning supplies, personal care items, all unexpired and unopened for Ella's Food Closet, and bring it to Sharon Town Hall. Leave it by Ella's office on the second floor. A big thank you from the Sharon Women's Club, serving Sharon for over 107 years. The Town of Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting coming up November 8th at 5:30 at Town Hall. The 12th Annual Veterans Day Ceremony will take place at 2 p.m. coming up on November 9th at Salisbury Central School. Students pay tribute to special military veterans. All veterans are encouraged to join them at the ceremony. You don't need to be a Salisbury resident. Let them recognize and celebrate your service. Now, the Town of Salisbury, Connecticut Veterans Day Ceremony will be held on Saturday, November 11th. We'll start at 11 at the War Memorial next to Salisbury Town Hall. Also, a reminder, the Town of Salisbury updating its war monument that's located next to the Town Hall. They're asking to make sure all local residents who join the military from Salisbury and townships to please submit their DD 214 to Salisbury Town Hall. The Canaan Board of Education has a special meeting coming up on November 9th at 6 p.m. at the Lee H. Kellogg School. Cinderella on stage November 9th through the 12th. The Hotchkiss Dramatic Association presents it, directed by Marcus Olson. 7:30 November 12th at 2:30. Tickets are $10 and $5 for students and senior citizens. Cash or check only. You can get them at the door. No reservations. All performances will take place in the Walker Auditorium. The November 12th matinee performance will benefit Harvey, Irma, and Maria Hurricane Relief via AmeriCares, a nonprofit disaster relief and global health organization based in Stamford, Connecticut. More information on the web, hotchkiss.org/arts. On November 9th in Great Barrington, Simon's Rock presents an evening with Colin McCann, a winner of the National Book Award and International Impact Dublin Prize for Let the Great World Spin. That's at 7 p.m. November 9th through 12th, the November New Plays Festival Tangent Theater Company presents performances, rehearsed readings of 5 brand new plays. Check them out for plays, dates, and times at their website. It's the Carpenter Shop Theater in Tivoli, New York. A Bunko fundraiser will be held by the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary on Friday at the Sharon Firehouse on West Main Street. Doors open at 6:30. Playing starts at 7. Representative Brian Oler of Canaan is hosting a veteran stand-down event from noon till 3 p.m. November 11th at the Couch Piper Post number 6851 at the VFW of South Canaan Road, Route 7 in North Canaan, featuring services such as flu shots, blood pressure screenings, general assistance, and a free lunch, as well as a collection of goods and items to stuff a Humvee. All donated items will be distributed to Northwest Corner veterans in need. For more information, repoler.com/Humvee. A roast beef dinner being held by the Sharon American Legion Post at the Legion Hall in Sharon on Saturday, November 11th from 4 till 7. $12 for adults, $5 for children under 10, free under 5 when accompanied by adults. Barbecued beef, mashed potatoes, gravy, salad bar, vegetable rolls, and dessert. All you can eat, takeouts are available. The Cornwall Library presents Sally Van Doren November 11th, noted American poet and artist, speaking about her work, which can be viewed at the library through December the 5th. In Tivoli on the 11th, the Passion Dance Gala, the Catsband International Dance Center's benefit, featuring performances by members of the New York Premier Ballet Companies. There'll be a champagne reception and a supper wine fest. That starts at 6 p.m. November 11th, Rhinebeck Clinton Community Library has a Thanksgiving-themed wine tasting. Local wine experts will lead a discussion and tasting of wines appropriate for the holiday. Bread and a selection of cheese will also be served. That's at 7 p.m. Coming up November 12th in Rhinebeck, the Rhinebeck Farmers Market presents photographer Francesco Mastiglia, signing copies of his new book, Yoga, the Secret of Life, a photo documentary about the spiritual and physical journey of yoga that runs from 11 until 1. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast coming up on Sunday at the Sharon Firehouse on West Main Street from 7 until 10:30. Legal and media analyst Lionel will be in conversation with legendary broadcaster Marvin Scott with a book signing at Monty's Local Kitchen and Tap Room on Sunday, November 12th from 2 till 4. It's a free event with some proceeds to benefit the Amenia Free Library, live music, appetizers, wine tasting, books for sale, and autograph by the author. No RSVP is necessary. More information at 845-789-1818. If you are looking for a way to unwind, coloring has become a popular way for adults to relieve stress while expressing their creativity. The Relic Public Library invites you to join them at 5 p.m. on Monday, November 13th, for a coloring club. Gel pens, pencils, and a variety of coloring pages will be provided. Participants are also welcome to bring their own materials. The program is free and open to the public. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 9.23 yesterday. It starts off today at 23,548.42. The NASDAQ starts off today at 6786.44, and the S&P 500 at 2,591.13. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.